Now I want to say one thing. You ask me, well, you think to yourself, well, how did this fellow get mixed up in this the way he got mixed up? Well, I opened my mouth in 1945, and I took big pages in newspapers and tried to tell the American people what I'm telling you. And one newspaper after another refused the advertisement. And when I couldn't find a newspaper to take them, I paid cash, not credit. What happened? My lawyer told me, well, there's an editor over in Jersey with a paper. He'll take your announcement. So I was brought together with Mr. McKinley. And that's how I met him. So somebody told me, the lawyer who introduced me, who was the son of the dean of the Methodist bishop, he said, well, I think he's a little anti-Semitic. I don't know if I can get him over here. So he brought him over to my apartment, and we hit it off wonderfully, and have since then. Now, I say this, and I say it without any qualification, I say it without any reservation, and I say it without any hesitation. If it wasn't for the work that Mr. Conley McKinley did with common sense, he's been sending out from 1,800,000 to 2 million every year. If it wasn't the work that he's been doing, sending those out for 15 years now, we would already be a communist country. Nobody has done what he did to light fires. Many of the other active persons in this fight learned all about it for the first time through common sense. Now, I have been very active in helping him all I could. I'm not as blessed as I was. I cannot go on spending the money. I'm not going to take up a collection, don't worry. I see 5 people getting up to me. I haven't got the money that I used to spend. I used to print 250,000 of them out of my own pocket and send them out. Mr. McKinley, when I first met him, had maybe 5,000 printed and circulated them locally. So I said, with what you know and what I know, we can really do a good job. So I started printing an outside shop, a big newspaper company, 250,000, and paid for them. Well, there's always a bottom to the barrel. I suppose we've all reached that time. Well, I'm not so poor that I can't live without working, and that's what worries the Anti-Defamation League. I can just get by without going and asking for a job or getting on the breadline. But Mr. McKinley is working, he's sick and dead, he's going at this stronger than ever. All I want to say is that they want to close up common sense more than any other single thing in the whole world as a death blow to the fight Christians are making to survive. So I want to just tell you this. All they do is circulate rumors. Mr. Benjamin H. Friedman, the wealthy backer of common sense. Well, the reason they do that is to discourage the people in the United States. Don't spend any money for common sense. They don't need it. They've got the wealthy Mr. Friedman as a backer. That all has strategy. They don't want to advertise me so that people that have real estate or securities to sell will come and call on me. They just want people to lay off common sense. All I'm telling you is, I do try to help them, but I haven't been able to, and I'll be very honest. One thing I won't do is lie. In the last year, I've had so much sickness in my family that I could not give him $1. How he managed to survive, I don't know. God alone knows. And he must be in God's care, because how he pulled through with his sickness and with his financial troubles, I don't know. But that press is working. Every 2 weeks, about 100,000 to 150,000 of common sense go out with a new message. And if that information could be multiplied, the people that now get it could buy 10 or 25 or 50. Give them around. Plow that field. Sow those seeds. You don't know which will take root. But God's sake, this is our last food. And I know there are many other people in the field that are doing wonderful work. Mr. Goff, Mrs. Elizabeth Dilling, there are many, but none of them can say that they send out close to 2 million for 15 years. And at a dollar a year. I've had almost fist fights with Mr. McGinley. Why don't you raise that to $3? How can he send out 24 at $1, and then when he gets a new subscriber, they'll give him $2 or $3 worth of circulars? And I would say that if there's one man that we want to keep into this fight, it's Conley McGinley. And rather than buy lipstick or cigarettes or whiskey, rather than bet on race horses, go out and pay, I don't know what to call it, play golf. You pay something to hit the ball, a TC or something. A green tea, thanks. I never played golf yet. I got a ball, so I chase after one. So anyhow, I'm telling you, if you want to make a sacrifice, if you want to make last year's trip do again, if you want to alter a dress to make it do again this year, if men, instead of going out and seeing a new necktie, you forego that necktie, keep poor Mr. McGinley, number one, alive. He's on his, maybe his deathbed. Nobody knows. He's very, very sick. Very sick. Number two, keep him in this fight. There's somebody here identified with that operation. Well, I wouldn't dare tell an untruth. I respect that person's confidence in me. But every day, they owe more and more money to their creditors, and the time is going to come when they will be shut down. Because there is no such animal as a wealthy Mr. Friedman to pick up the check for them. That day is gone. I have my own responsibility, and I'm glad to make both ends meet, and thank God for that. I will say that since 1933, I have spent of my lifetime's accumulations of hard work, according to the Department of Justice, who investigated me to convince themselves I wasn't an Arab propagandist, receiving money from the Grand Mufti, I have spent $2,400,000+ that I accumulated through hard work. And I think it's time that a few of the other people picked up the check. And I will say, I found it very hard and very sad to do, because people said, why that Jew, why those Jew bastards, they're always the same, or goddamn Jew, you can't trust them, or what is he coming around here for to go and report me to the Anti-Defamation League? And I had a tough time, so I said, fine off, I'm just working with Mr. McGinley. I will admit that people who are in a position to assess my integrity, like Mr. Alan Dole here and others, have all come around and said, some of them, in so many words, well, you have sure been a damn fool. I really threw myself into this fight, and I'm going to do it as long as the breath of life is left in me. And all I'm asking you all to do is buy one less pack of cigarettes a week. You ladies, buy one less lipstick a month, and keep common sense afloat. Because if it sinks, Christianity will sink with it. And mark my words, I hope it will never come to pass. But if you don't, you will see it come to pass.